Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Senator Lisa Murkowski hasn't officially announced if she'll run again next year, but her campaign released fundraising details that an advisor says strongly positions the Alaska Republican for a re-election bid. A consultant to the campaign who ran her comeback 2010 write-in bid said her focus is on her work in Washington, but he said that the fundraising shows that Senator Murkowski also is doing the work to make sure that she's positioned for re-election when that time comes. She echoed similar sentiment when she spoke with KSRM back in May.
The connect that I've had with Alaskans over the past year has been by Zoom. That's not how I operate, and I don't think that's how most Alaskans like to operate, but that's how we've been forced to. So I have been engaged in that. And been working to position myself so that when I make that decision and share that with Alaskans, we'll be ready to roll.
The campaign said Murkowski raised $1.15 million in the second quarter, which ended June 30th, and had about $2.3 million on hand. Wednesday's campaign statement comes ahead of a filing deadline and days after the Republican Party leaders here in Alaska endorsed Kelly Chewbacca. Governor Mike Dunleavy has been fully vaccinated against COVID-19, according to the state's medical officer. On Wednesday, Dr. Ann Zink said that he has been fully vaccinated and is doing very well. She didn't say, however, when he was vaccinated. This news comes after his office in February announced that he tested positive for COVID-19, later described his experience as an inconvenience, and said it underscored his interest being vaccinated. In a video released in April, Dunleavy said he was getting the vaccine. In an accompanying statement on social media, he said vaccination will not be mandated by the state, he says, but he asks that Alaskans consider it. COVID-19 is rearing its ugly head as the dominant Delta variant has appeared in Alaska as of late. Here in the Kenai Peninsula, increasing COVID-19 cases led to Heritage Place Skilled Nursing Facility to close last week. Bruce Richards, External Affairs Director for Central Peninsula Hospital, told KSRM.
Yeah, so we had two positive staff members at Heritage Place occurred at two different times. So the first one was last Thursday. And once that occurs, where you have a positive person, whether it's staff or resident in the facility, then you have to close down visiting. It's a regulatory requirement. And then everybody, staff and residents, have to be tested, and they have to go through two rounds of testing and come up negative before you can open back up. And we were just reaching that point yesterday, opening back up from the Thursday one, getting the second round of testing, and then we had another positive staff person. So now it's gone back to closed, and they're doing the two rounds of testing. Until we get two negative rounds of testing, they'll be closed to visiting.
Richard says that concern is mounting as the Delta variant increases here in Alaska.
You know, we have the Delta variant, which is now the most prevalent strain, and it's in all 50 states. And we're seeing an uptick in patients here at the hospital. We currently have four positive COVID inpatients. We haven't seen those kind of numbers since back in May. So yeah, it certainly is on everybody's radar here. You know, it's still around and still prevalent and starting to increase. So yeah, we're keeping an eye on it, and we're concerned about it.
Overall, the Department of Health and Social Services officials say the state is seeing an upward trend in hospitalizations for COVID-19. They say hospitalizations for the virus has been steadily increasing all month. The department says the state went from 15 patients on June 30th to 56 patients currently. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.